para toda mi familia aquí en español. Si alguien dijera que realmente lo sabían, estarían mintiendo porque no tengo idea de lo que está pasando en este momento. Escucha, from my English-speaking family, if someone was to tell you they actually knew, they'd be lying because I have no idea what's happening.
Bienvenidos a la programa. All of that being said, welcome to the show.
Okay, all right. I feel like I just found a point for the title of the show being, I have no idea. I think that I would like to refer that to one thing specifically. The mind being open to revision and new ideas. I believe it is a matter of fact that you cannot graft a new idea onto a closed mind, and a closed mind will forever remain caged in its history. Therein, growth can never happen. Therein, stagnation will stay constant. Therein, we can never grow. I haven't been on the air in I don't know how long, and right now I am sitting by myself in my family's house. And I am recording this episode right now with a telecommunications headset and not my USB interface, not my podcast mic, not my, you know, headphones. This is pretty much like raw guerrilla podcasting right now. And, well, this is always the weird part, having to get through the first few minutes. Okay, so how about this? While recording this way, I have absolutely no way to hear my own audio while I'm recording, which means that I can't hear how I sound to you who are going to be hearing how I sound, which to me makes it a difficult proposition to follow through with because being a perfectionist, I like to feel as if though I am executing to perfection. But being real, I have to understand that all I can do is my best. So that's what's happening here. life has been real. I'm on a level currently where I am stone cold, bone dry, sobered up and cleaned up again, and I'm looking to keep it running this way. And that to me is an important thing for myself. And I believe wholeheartedly that as a byproduct of that, my family life is better. I believe wholeheartedly that as a byproduct of that, my employment life is benefited. I believe wholeheartedly that as a byproduct of that, my personal sanity is better. And all things, I believe, as a byproduct of that choice will become much more manageable, much more stable, much more regular. And I haven't been out there in the streets like a dope addict, like disappeared and, you know, stuck off in the alleys and living under bridges. But I've had my encounters with a few drip drops, and I've had my encounters with a few other things that are previous to my history, things that haven't proven to be beneficial. And man, nothing's changed. There are people out there still who want to rub elbows with someone who's doing all right and help in pulling them back into being under the bridge, help to pull them back into being in the alleys, help to satiate their desire to domineer and carry a position over somebody that like gives them this perspective of being better, higher than, and greater than thou. And it sucks that that's a world that exists. But the reality of it is, people, that is a real existing world. What the fuck to do about it? Stand strong. Fight for what you believe in. Hold yourself accountable to being who you want to be. Ask people for help if you need it. Cut ties with things you have to cut ties with. Make changes where changes need to be made. understand that whatever you're looking for, you're probably not going to find there. Those things just aren't the same to me as they used to be. I don't find fulfillment in them as I once did in my life. Here, let's show a counterpoint to that. Tonight, I went and acted as assistant coach for my kids' soccer team. Both my daughter and son play for the same soccer team, U15 age group. And tonight, I had my first night to be able to go out there and assistant coach with the kids. I know all the kids' names. They were all like, dang, Viviana, dang, Roman, is that your dad? He's cool. And I want to promise you all, I wasn't attempting to be cool. I just am cool. I just have a natural aptitude to be cool. And it was so fun. It was so awesome. It was so amazing. It was so great. That's a high. That's a high that plants a seed that grows a tree that lasts for all of eternity. I will go down in the voice box of my children who will tell stories to their friends about me that will leave positive impacts. You know, today I went and I interviewed with the University of Texas for a medical assistant position. And the gentleman that interviewed me was a just stand-up guy all the way through and through. And I was pleased to have met this guy. You know, just being in the presence of positivity helps to breed more positivity. And where I'm walking right now is positivity. What I'm pressing out is humanitarian love. What I'm pressing out is everybody deserves respect. What I'm pressing out is, you know, speak when spoken to and don't speak out of turn. You know, what I'm doing is listening and loving and holding and nurturing and molding and maturing. We're never done until we're seeing the bottom side of the daisies. When we're looking at the roots is when we finished. But until then, keep looking at the flowers, finding gratitude for it. So back to the UT interview. Not only did I interview at UT for a medical assistant position, which is promising, the gentleman was so interested, spoke adjectives about me that made me feel excited. And this gentleman is an ex-Marine, 8 years retired from Colorado. So I used to live in Fort Carson. My father was a U.S. Army member. You know, there are so many things I could talk about right now. Everything is coinciding and everything is synchronous and all things make sense if they would be viewed as such. I feel like it's hard to do, though. While in conversation right now with this USB headset, it's like sitting in my own head and just going over my thoughts. And that is omnidirectional, and that is up, down, left, right, angular to the top, angular to the bottom, in all directions, 360. It's like an atom bomb, the way the brain thinks. Women are like spaghetti, men are like waffles. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that, but either which way, our brains all just blow thought in all direction. I've found that writing helps to take this omnidirectional thought into a linear format that can be easily processed and digestible to self. And I've been writing recently, and I thought about reading some of these things on here, but I don't know. Let's see, hold on. I need to stand firm in who and what I am, no way around it. I want to work, that's good. I need a job, I will find one. I do not need alcohol or anything else. I'm not. All things will work. My commitment to self and family, age, and time is real. I feel it, I know it, I live it. I want a podcast. I will. Oh my God. Guess what, guys? I'm reading that statement from February the 17th. And today is March the 4th and I'm podcasting. I want to be happy. I am. Well, guess what? Right now I'm happy. Today I was happy with my kids at the field, with this interview walking the campus. I want good. I said, it is happening. I want family. Well, shit, I got it. I want success. I am it. I want a healthy relationship with my partner. We are doing this. I want to be closer with my kids. Well, we are close and only getting closer. Huh. March the 1st, 2022, 1441. What can I control and what can't I control here? I cannot control others, anythings I do not think. Yep, I am certain that I am unable to control the way other people live. I can't control how others feel. I can't control what others may say, be it kind or rude. I can't control another's view of me. I cannot control another person's thoughts. I can't control another person's life. I can't control another person's values, morals, respect, honor, judgment, integrity, willingness, effort, honesty, prudence, desires for anything. So why then burn the rubber and exhaust spiritual, mental, and physical faculties tirelessly? All for what? At the end of the occurrences, at the end of the days, at the end of the nights, they will still be the same. There is no way around it. People will be who they choose to be. All I can do is continue choosing to be myself. Because at the end of the day, all I've got is myself. And that is quite a bit. I can control my breath. Probably best to focus on my breathing during times of discomfort of an outside world of unmanageability. I can control my self-talk. Instead of entertaining the peanut gallery's negative perspectives, I can shut them down with perspective changes. With reevaluating what I'm thinking and placing them through new lenses and filters. One negative thought, replace it with three positive thoughts. I stopped there. I didn't continue writing at the end of that one. I had a whole lot that I wanted to write on that. I believe everything happens for a reason. I'm in a position as a father for kids that I wholeheartedly love. I'm in the position as a partner for a person that I wholeheartedly love. I'm in the position of a man in society wanting to impact society in a positive way, and I feel like my negative experiences add to that. My positive experiences will only aid and benefit in my pursuit. Long-term goals and ideas that I've had in mind: becoming a nurse practitioner with a specialization in psychiatry. Why is that? Because I want to be able to provide assistance to those in situations like I've been in. I've gone to school. I've stopped school. I've gone to school. I've stopped school. I'm ready to go to school and finish school. I currently have a 4.0 GPA with South University for the classwork that I had attended and completed last year. I didn't know that was possible. I didn't know I could get a 4.0. I didn't know that I had that ability. I didn't know I could do algebra. Guess what, y'all? I did. By the way, I need to take a minute to remember something, and that is this. We are so fucking important to ourselves, guys. And that whole, like, peanut gallery statement that I'd written and what I talked about, you know, with my internal dialogue, I had this realization that I needed to take a minute to thank myself. Because over these past 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 5 years, 5 years ago, I got arrested for possession of a controlled substance on a felony status and have gone through so much more than I ever perceived I would have thereafter. I'm not saying this with a complaint. I am shedding light on realities. And, guess what, guys? The realization just came to me while I was in the shower 3 days ago, 2 days ago. While in the midst of having negative self-talk, I had this reality check. Yo, Alexander, dude, guess what? You have managed to be able to do better than you have before, to the point where now you have stepped down every caseload possible with probation to where you are now on minimal visit. You are on the lowest caseload possible. You started off on a felony drug case, and you went with progression in time to a mid-level. Then you went progression in time to where you are today. And that's badass. And I'm proud of myself for that. And I congratulate myself for that. That's pretty fucking big, Alexander MF. And congratulations to you, sir. I'm proud of you. For anybody who does listen to this, fucking be proud of yourself too. Whatever you may have done today, you ate one less fucking carb. Good job. You jogged for a half a mile. Good fucking job. You paid your bill. Good job. How about you didn't smoke crack today? Good job. You decided to spend time with your family today. Good job. You have to be aware of the positive things that take place, because we can easily get fucking reprogrammed by society to think we're shit. And I'm going to go on to this whole recovery conversation about, you know, the way the mind works for the recovering addict or alcoholic. I don't believe it's just recovering addict or alcoholic. I think it's a human thing. I think we instinctually are prideful. I think we instinctually are individuals of self-appraisal on a regular basis, on a momentary second-by-second basis. We wonder if we're good enough. We wonder if we're hot enough. We wonder if we're sexy enough. We wonder if our butts are big enough. We wonder if our dicks are big enough. We wonder if our voice sounds right. We wonder if we walk in a way that looks good to other people, but never do we say to ourselves, my body is great. Never do we say to ourselves, I fucking love the way I walk. Never do we say to ourselves, it doesn't fucking matter what the TV and the commercial with the fucking thongs and the dicks and the fucking music and the alcohol and the drugs. It doesn't matter what that says. What matters is me, because I am the beginning, the end, the alpha, the omega. By the way, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I want to meet you at some point. If anybody listening to this podcast at any moment hears this statement and knows or has an association to Dwayne The Rock Johnson, please pass the message on to him. I was in Walmart last weekend visiting with my children, and part of what I was writing about, the things that I can control, were like trying to realign myself to reality and not the fallacies that go on with the lies that can be said inside our minds. And one of the things that I can control isn't just my breath at a moment of adversity, but you know, or my inner monologue and my self-talk, but I can also control my diet and what I eat. I can also control my physical activity and what I put out. I can also control my artistic ability and what I decide to do with it. I want to record a podcast, fucking record a podcast. You want to go for a jog? You want to go for a walk? Go walk. You don't want to eat as much food, or you want to eat healthier? Eat healthier. So I'd been starting with this idea and reformatting my thought processes. And I walked into Walmart and I saw the cardboard cutout of Dwayne The Rock Johnson standing there with black slacks, a black polo shirt, black dress shoes, his big old rock smile, like my smile. I got a smile like that too. We smile, Dwayne. We smile very well, and people love it when we do. And he was standing there holding the can of Zoa, that's what it's called, Zoa energy drink. With the like Polynesian face mask on the front of it. I don't know if that's right. If anybody hears this, please leave a message. Like, tell me if you know about Zoa energy drink or teas. Tell me if you know The Rock, and tell Rock that I want to meet The Rock, because I'm finding purpose I'm finding fucking fuego because I am fire. Not only that, how about this? Let's go to this idea. If you're having a hard time, if you're having a hard time finding a way to get to where you want to be, my mother told me at some point, help somebody else to get there. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody. I'm not going to detail or explain that any more than that. But that to me was golden. Why did I just say that? I can't remember. I had a reason for that. So, well, I lost that idea. So after writing all this stuff, you know, I generally wake up around 5 o'clock in the morning. And when I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I get coffee ready in the household where I reside. And I kind of try to get things ready for people in the household for our days to start. Turn on lights, get coffee brewing, sit outside, smoke a cigarette, drink some coffee. Eventually the house will begin to rustle. I will wake the youngster, good morning, child, with a tickle or a song or a poke in the ear. You know, it's time to get up. Let's get ready for school. My significant other will, on her own, rise after 16 rotations of an alarm clock snooze. Jesus. In English, Jesus Christ. But God bless her heart. She gets up regularly and she stays doing what she does. And, you know, I've been apprehensive about recording a podcast recently because of being in such close proximity in relation to her and her son. I've been apprehensive about a lot of things because of that. And I feel like I'm doing wrong because of being apprehensive. I feel like I need to be me and be all right with being that. I feel like I have things that matter that need to be said. I have feelings that got to be heard, just like I want for them to understand they have the ability to do and be. Because at the end of the day, if we're going to be family until the end of the grave, I'd much rather be with a family that makes sense than lose all my senses trying to be a part of a family. To me, that just doesn't fucking resonate. Thoughts of suicide have gone through my mind recently, unintentionally. I didn't say, yo, you know what? I want to kill myself. But I'd been to a point where just out of nowhere, it was like, how about this? What the fuck? Like, there's really some internal works that are happening that need to be readdressed. You got to stand up, boy. You got to beat your chest and be a man. You got to stand for what you believe in and die for what's real. You guys, I don't know. I think what I just said was very vulnerable and very real. Nobody knows about it except for one person that I've spoken with. And nobody would be able to guess who that was. But I will also say this. Never stay stuck by yourself. I don't mean find a significant other. I mean understand that socialization is a part of a healthy mind and a positive life. Whether it be general bullshit conversation, or it be having some folks that you can fall back to bleed your spirit out to. Be sure to stay in communication with people. It is of maximum benefit and plays a big part in sanity. I mean, to be honest with you, if you were to sit down and listen to yourself, you were the last person that you got high with. How good of a thought process did you have? If you were to sit down and listen to yourself, you were the last person that decided to cuss and yell at the people in your life that matter. How good of a person is that to listen to for advice about family things? If you wanted to sit down and listen to yourself, you were the last one that you heard talk about taking that drink before it affected you and your family in the way that it did. Find somebody else that ain't doing that to talk about it. That goes back to, if you are having a hard time getting somewhere, help somebody else to get there. In the meantime, there are other people out there that like helping people to get places. I'm not talking about finding a sponsor in AA, but I am also talking about getting a sponsor in AA or a therapist or a counselor. You know, there are people out there that want to help, that care about you. There are people out there that want to help, that care about me. No reason in shutting them out. I think this may be the longest podcast episode that I've done thus far. I've just gone on a 25-minute ramble, and I've opened up and spoken some truths. And I'm really happy that I did tonight. We have a soccer game tomorrow morning at 10:30, and I can't wait to be there and be present for it. I cannot wait to stand on the fucking sideline of that field and run back and forth in screaming support of all 15 of those kids. 15 on the team, 11 on. Anyhow, I just wish other people would want to be there the same way that I do. To those who I'm referring to that may listen to this podcast, you know who I'm talking to. And I love you, and I see you, and I see your effort. Know that your life is not unnoticed. Know that who you are is valuable. And if I didn't think it was true, it wouldn't fucking matter. What needs to be the truth is that you believe that it matters. At the end of the day, we live and die by ourselves. At the end of this life, when we're looking at the bottom of those roots of those daisies, it was our heart that beat the last bump bump. It was our lungs that exhaled their last breath. Not my wife, not my son, not my fiance, not my boyfriend, not my girlfriend. I'm saying, you know, from the position of any other person, it isn't any other person. We live day to day, day by day, moment by moment, second by second, in our own skin. We better start loving that shit, because it's fucking beautiful. It's fucking sexy. It's fucking worthy. Si vale un montón. If you didn't know it today and nobody's told you, I love you. If you didn't know it and nobody's told you today, you're important. If you didn't know it and no one's told you today, I think you're doing great. And if you ever got a problem, shoot me a message here on the podcast. Let's talk about it. I'd love to speak for some time with another person. There's a lot more things that I can talk about. This podcast is about my life. This podcast is about vulnerability. This podcast is about experience. This podcast is about struggles. This podcast is about joys. This podcast is about fucking music. This podcast is about fucking. This podcast is about... I said fucking. Yeah, damn right I did. This podcast is about the beginning to the end and all the chapters and all the sentences and all the paragraphs that take place between those parts. For everybody that listened, for everybody that will listen, for everybody that's taken the opportunity to make it to minute 28:59, thank you for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show tonight, tomorrow, whatever day you hear it. Check back in with me. Shoot me a message. shoot me an email. AlexanderMFuentes@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. LocalRuckus1@gmail.com. LocalRuckus1@gmail.com. Shoot me a message on Facebook. AlexanderMF. Just look for it. You'll see me with a hood. Look for me on Instagram, the real Alexander MF. Facebook.com/the real Alexander MF. Or just go into your search bar up there. Or Instagram. I need to start putting my faces on this podcast so that everything is associated and linked. All right, guys. I'll continue if I allow myself the opportunity.